Heritage, written by Judy Nunn and read by John Derham. We can say goodbye to old Berlin, Manny. Manny Brandauer had never forgotten the look on his father's face the day he said those words, or the sorrow in his father's voice. And from then on, Manny noticed, whenever his father talked of the golden days of the 20s, he always referred to old Berlin. Before President Hindenburg was forced to appoint that awful little thug as chancellor, Stefan Brandauer would say to his wife, Margit, recklessly careless of his young teenage son's presence. Then Margit would gently warn Manny that he was not to repeat his father's views in public. Far from heeding his wife's concern, Stefan voiced his opinions with equal vigor to his close circle of like-minded friends, those who still gathered regularly at the Brandauer's grand house on Diplomats Row in Tiergartenstrasse, overlooking the magnificent parkland which had once been a royal game reserve. Stefan had been director of protocol in the Weimar Republic for 10 years, and having been retained by Hitler for his brilliance in foreign diplomacy, such inflammatory conversation was certainly not in keeping with Stefan's position. But then, as he pointed out to Margit, he had never before socialized with thugs and vulgarians, and if he was now forced to do so in the workplace, then he would at least recognize them for what they were. He was not impressed, he said, by their uniforms and their pistols, nor was he intimidated by their lattish behavior and bullying tactics. But it was not Stefan's political views that finally brought about his demotion. It was the company he kept. Despite his impeccable Aryan lineage and his staunch belief in the Roman Catholic faith, it was noted that the director of protocol was a Jewish sympathizer, and the decision was made that he should be posted abroad, but not until after the Olympic Games. Stefan Brandauer, multilingual, urbane, well-known and well-liked by the majority of visiting ambassadors, was an invaluable asset during the 1936 Olympics, when Hitler sought to disguise the anti-Semitic policies already strongly in place and to impress upon the world Berlin's sophistication and fairness. But when the Olympics were over and the dignitaries and tourists had departed, the placards of condemnation inspiring hatred and urging boycotts reappeared, the anti-Jewish publications returned to the newsstands, and Hitler refocused on his major objective, purifying the city.